Can you summarise the first leg? Why did you go left? Why did they go right? How did they get in front of you at the first cross? And how did you end up leading at the top mark?
Yeah, I was summarising the first beat. Basically, our weather call, we had a range that we thought the breeze was going to be within, and that was a very good call. And we felt the course was going to be very even in the first part of the beat, and we weren't expecting the boats to be separated by a kilometre come the first exchange. And obviously, coming off the line, we felt we were lifted, and Luna Rosa felt they were lifted. When we finally came back together, the advantage had gone to Luna Rosa clearly by about 3 lengths. And, you know, that was a very frustrating for me, being strategist, to be behind at that first cross. And we kept being persistent with the left-hand side of the track. However, we were being tacked on, so we didn't really have too many other options either. And sure enough, the breeze went back to the left, back to a 60, which was our expected left-hand breeze for the beat. And we got it before Luna Rosa. We were very fortunate with the way the breeze came to us. We got it well before Luna Rosa, even though they were ahead and just a little bit to leeward. And, you know, we sheared off in a big lefty, and then there was no more runway for Luna Rosa to play with on the right, and they had to just follow us in.
Persistent with the left. 60 is what you expected. So were you told by Grant Beck or one of your weather team in a rib up the way past the top mark, go left?
No, the call wasn't go left. The call was a very shifty old day, and the trend was actually to the right. And we got very, very nervous when we were in the left early on in the race, and it came to a point where we just had to do as best we could with the left-hand side of the course. And had we come back earlier, I think we would have been further behind. So it felt like we did a pretty good job to only be 3 lengths behind. It might sound a bit silly, but it could have been a lot worse for us.
So at the top mark, you're in front, you sailed away. From then on, after what we saw today, based on what we saw in race 3, you know the question, and you will admit you have got a faster boat in single figures.
Yeah, I think the boat is a little quicker in that softer air. You know, you need a lot of time to really get enough data, but it seems like we just have a little bit of an edge in that softer stuff. We're getting out of some pretty tough situations.
Thank you for admitting that. So, I mean, now you're on match point. Boy, oh boy, that's something, isn't it? After all that's gone on.
Yeah, well, you know, you couldn't hope to be in a position like this at the beginning of a series. To be 4-0 up, everything going well within the team. So it's a very good atmosphere within the team. You know, we couldn't go into tomorrow better prepared. Right across the board, we've had a couple of sailing team meetings where it's been an open forum, and if there's anything more we could possibly want within the team, let's talk about it now, because we have the opportunity to get anything we want, and the team doesn't lack for anything. We're more than happy with all the resources we have and the job that we've done to date. So we just got to keep working on the execution of the processes we have in place.